Blog Talk Radio.
Segment of Art Studies Live. I'm your host, Rick Young. Art Studies Live is the blogcast radio outreach of the Apologetic Research Center. ARC is a Christian ministry specializing in evangelism, Christian apologetics, and counterculture studies. For more information about ARC, go to the World Wide Web at www.arcstudies.org.
Welcome to this evening's special edition of ARC Studies Live. I'm your host, Rick Young. Just out the gate, just let you know I'm going to try to do a broadcast. I know I couldn't do one earlier today. I came down with a weird malady. I noticed Thursday that actually Wednesday and Thursday, I'm not even sure if all these things are connected. Wednesday and Thursday, I had a couple of bouts of nausea, not major, but just a couple of them to notice, because I don't get nauseous. I don't throw up. That just doesn't happen. And so I noticed those two things. Then Thursday, I noticed that right at my gum line on my teeth was hurting fairly bad. And so I was already scheduled to take a day off yesterday and just to get a 4-day weekend, try to get some rest, get some work done. And so, you know, I figured pretty much I'm good to go. I'll just take some rest. Whatever it is, it'll wear out. At any rate, yesterday, it just would not go away. I mean, my entire gum line just started hurting. Teeth were hurting. You know, and then I made the mistake of putting an aspirin up under my lip with the hope of it dissolving. Actually, it wasn't even aspirin, it was Tylenol, with it dissolving directly on the spot, because, I mean, it was hurting pretty bad. And that appears to have made it worse. So when I woke up this morning, my entire lip, my upper lip, was swollen like a duck's bill. It's still swollen even as I speak, and stiff. And so I'm going to try to give the broadcast for as long as I can. I still have the slight headache just going along with it. It's just odd. I've never encountered anything like this before. It's better than it was, though. This morning it was pretty bad. The gum line is not hurting as bad as it was. But at any rate, so that's why I wasn't able to do my broadcast this morning. And in fact, I'm not even sure how long, because I don't want to stress this, because I've pretty much just been taking it easy all day. You know, just kind of laying around, let whatever it is run its course. I don't feel nauseated. I feel fine otherwise, except for the fact that now my gum line and my lip is swollen where I had the Tylenol. And so at any rate, yeah, I'm going to try to finish this broadcast. Did get an opportunity to get some work done today, though. I did update the Theology Proper segment of Systematic Theology. Was able to update that and really vamp it up today even better. I mean, much better than it was. I just had the time to do that, so all I have to do is what I've been doing is taking my course, the leader's guide of the course, and revamping it, and then from that, creating the worksheets. And so I just redid the entire leader's guide, broke it up into segments so that we can jump right into that. All I have to do now is to create the worksheets for those of you and get them out in the mail to you. And I should have that done. I may try to, because I've been laying around all day, But I don't want to stress it again. So I may just do that tomorrow and get that out to you sometime tomorrow. Get the PDFs of those out to you. And then on Monday, I know Monday's the holiday. I know here, I believe it's going to be raining. So we're pretty much doing a cookout tomorrow, which I'm not going to be able to enjoy if my lip is still swollen the way it is. I almost feel like Harpo in The Color Purple, like that old mule, like I got to explain that the mule kicked me in the lips or something, because it really looks like somebody just gave me a fat lip. So at any rate, I'm going to do the systematic theology course. So I'll get that out to you tomorrow, and then I'll do the systematic theology course sometime Monday. I'm just trying to figure out when the best time of the day would be to do it. I don't want to do it early while everybody's out cooking. I may just do it early and let people start their day with it. As a matter of fact, that's probably what I will do. So I'll probably do that at about, I don't know, maybe about 9 a.m. I'll just check my show page. All right, this evening what I want to do is, again, I don't want to jump into it because I'm not sure how long I'm going to be doing a broadcast. Again, any time I have a broadcast, I hate to miss it because I know there are those of you who I thank God for who listen to the broadcast. And when it's missed, it's missed. And, I'm thankful for that. And so I want to make sure I'm being a good steward of your time. I do want to spend some time on this tonight. I'm not sure how long I schedule to broadcast. We'll play it by ear. It is an open discussion, Q&A, whatever's on your mind, anything you want to talk about, as well as gives me an opportunity to delve into some of the questions that have been building up as we've been focused on the online theology course and the practical theology course, if you will, on Sundays. Right, and so just going to just jump into some of that. I do have some pretty good questions that are out there, and I just saw one out on Twitter as well. And so we're going to get into that as well as whatever questions or comments you may have. All right, if you'd like to participate in the on-air discussion with your questions or comments, feel free to give me a call, area code 646-652-2905. Again, that's area code 646-652-2905. 2905, if you'd like to participate in the on-air discussion. I also invite you to join me in my chat parking lot. It's open and available for those of you who'd like to participate via that particular method. It is open for you to offer questions and or commentary via that particular method. I just have three rules. Number one, as much as possible, the subject matter in that room should follow the subject matter of the show. Now, of course, in an open discussion, we can be talking about just about anything, but I don't want to talk about everything at one time or it becomes a big distraction. Got to maintain some measure of order and decorum. Number two, my chat room is a threshing floor, but it's not a boxing ring. What that means is we can vigorously discuss, vigorously debate. Debate is not a bad word. Issues. We can vigorously debate them, but we cannot divide over them. Well, we should not be making personal attacks to those who hold different views or different faiths. We need to just make the case for why we believe what we believe. Number three, because my show format is one that engages, I have very little tolerance for snipers. A sniper being defined as an individual who likes to jump in and just robo-scroll with their own agenda. They're not, engaging in a conversation. Now, again, I understand sometimes, and I've seen individuals do this in other rooms. There are times periodically when I go in another room and I may provide reference to something, but I provide reference when I do to whatever it is that they are talking about, not robo-scrolling something else with my own agenda. Other than that, I'll just sort of back out and let it be whatever it's going to be. So I would ask I insist upon that in my chat. If you got an issue you want to make a case for, give me a call, 646-652-2905, during my live hours or during non-live hours, 614-388-8838. Shoot me an email, ryoung@arcstudies.org, or you can Skype me at ARC Studies. I did get an email from a gentleman who I'm waiting to hear a response from, who's clearly Adventist. And, well, I'll get to that in a moment. I ask that as you listen to my show, in fact, I insist that you listen to my show with pencil or paper at the ready, because the show can be fast moving. That being the case, I want to make sure that you are doing what Scripture commands for you to do in taking the opportunity to carefully examine and test all things, hold fast to the good, and abstain from the evil. All right, the only way you can do that is to go and check out a passage apart from me, not listening to my context, but as the Bereans did in Acts chapter 17:11, where it is said of them that they were more noble than, and keep in mind, these were not Christians, but it said that they were more noble than the Christians at Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and they searched the Scriptures daily whether or not those things were so. The things that Paul was proclaiming to them were so. They checked every day. Paul wasn't offended that they checked upon them. And the Holy Spirit had Luke write under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that they were more noble, more fair-minded than the Thessalonians because of this very activity. And so I would encourage you to do the exact same thing. The Christians at Thessalonica, in fact, had to be told to carefully examine and test all things and then hold fast to the good and abstain from evil in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 21 and 22. All right, lastly, if you happen to be listening to this broadcast via the archives here at Blog Talk Radio, and you have a question or a comment, you can Skype me at ARC Studies. You can shoot me an email, ryoung@arcstudies.org, or you can call me on my ministry line, 614-388-8838. All right, I'm going to take a brief musical interlude, and when I come back, we're just going to jump right in with whatever questions there are out there. Let's see. All right, so back in a moment.
Thank you.
Amen. You know what? For those of you listening, I appreciate your listenership. But you know what? My lip is really stiff right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold off. I just want to make sure that we can engage on what we need to engage on tomorrow. And so what I'll do is I'm going to pick up the open discussion on its normally scheduled day, which will be Wednesday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And I'm going to go ahead and end this particular broadcast. Again, if you want to participate in the on-air theology course, I'm going to be picking that up Monday morning at 9 a.m. And if you'd like to participate in it, then feel free to give me a call. I'm sorry, shoot me an email at theology@arcstudies.org, theology@arcstudies.org. And just in the subject line, Just type the words Bible study, and I'll get out the worksheets to you as well as other information. And so until tomorrow evening, this is Rick Young, the apologist, and I kind of hate to cut it short, but I just want to make sure that I'm getting the appropriate rest. To get the proper healing that I need. So, till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Rick Young, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining me for today's edition of Ark Studies Live. I'm Rick Young. The Apologist segment focuses exclusively on addressing your questions and comments concerning hardcore doctrinal issues relating to biblical difficulties, countercult studies, and Christian apologetics. For more information about ARC, go to the World Wide Web at www.arcstudies.org. Again, that's www.arcstudies.org.